I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome in, listeners, now Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON. Also say hello to our friends down in Miami at 1210 The Man.
Hola.
In Miami, Florida. And our friends at Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Big show for you today, the return of Who Sucks Less, as The Men's Room is back. And as we get a couple different stories here, one survey comes from the UK, and it reveals that basically 50%, to be exact, 53% of Britons have never tried sushi. We find out that Kendall Jenner, according to the new promo for the episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that's on E, I'm guessing?
No idea, bro.
Is that who Carrie said? She said she never tried a Hershey Kiss.
That's ridiculous.
And then we have the writer named Alex Lockie. He's a writer for Business Insider, and he tweeted on his personal Twitter account that he never bought anything from Starbucks. He never actually had a coffee. He never ordered delivery, or he never used or owned a credit card. He only uses cash, and he got a lot of interesting responses from people. So our question, people would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-OLA.
One of the things you pointed out on the survey, a certain percentage of Brits never won anything in a claw machine, right? And then, Ted, you went on to say that you're pretty much the expert at working the claw machine.
Damn right.
To get the Joe Namath, that's actually the Aaron Rodgers stuffed quarterback. Well, someone that didn't quite challenge you, but it says, Ted, my youngest has won 3 basketballs and 2 giant pink stuffed animals, one a monkey, one a cat, at the Dave and Buster's.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll try it. Look, real quick.
Like, do you get what you want, or do you just get what's...
Whatever. Oh, I just promise you something's coming out of it.
Okay, so you're not that good.
No.
Okay.
Right.
But, like, one time I walked by, like, the giant claw machines that have bigger animals?
Yeah.
So I saw one, and I, like, stopped. I was like, that one's right for the taking. Pulled it out. Hear the kid behind me on the bowling lane crying. They were trying. I tossed him the toy. It's nothing to me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at you. The humble
like
brand.
The guy who gives the kid the baseball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then the Joe Namath doll, literally, we're in a bar. And I'm there with my buddy, and then a guy that knew our show comes in, and he's like, so my buddy and the listener are going, Ted, those machines are this and that.
It's a scam.
Right. Blah, blah, blah. So I just walk over, one pull.
Boom.
Joe Namath.
But it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. Which makes more sense.
Yes, it does. Kids are not clamoring to get the old vintage Joe Namath stuffed quarterback.
Depending on where you go and like the showiness of the machine, you know what I mean? You have like a little bit of stuffed animals or newer things, and then there'll be like an Apple Watch sitting in there.
Right.
Or an iPhone or something like that.
Yeah, those claw machines are a little tougher. I haven't tried them.
People would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Charlotte. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
Be really shocking or really boring, but I have never tried Nutella.
Do you want to? Because you should.
No. I'm 29 at this point.
So what? I don't care if you're on your deathbed, Charlotte, woman. You are missing out on something delicious.
Are you saying your Nutella years are behind you already?
Maybe, I don't know. Listen, I don't know the age cap.
Charlotte, I don't want you to take this wrong. You're an effing idiot. Listen to me. This stuff is... you are depriving yourself of something delicious.
Are you making a conscious effort not to eat it, or you just haven't had the situation where you've been able to try it?
Both, I think, because I don't have children, so I wouldn't actively go buy it for myself.
No, listen
it's
to me.
An adult
listen
thing.
To me.
You tell us for adults.
Listen, I did not know this until I became a parent, and this is... truly from the bottom of my heart. The stuff like Nutella or Cinnamon Toast Crunch, as it is for me, enjoy it before you have kids. Because when you like it, and they like it, you spend the same amount of money and get one third as much.
Also,
so do yourself a favor. Seriously, man, listen to me. Try it now. Enjoy it now.
And younger kids don't know what it is. They look at the label and they see Nutella and they don't want to try it because they don't know it's delicious chocolate.
I wouldn't want to try something called that until I found out what it was.
I'd never tried it. I always thought it was Vegemite.
Right.
And then I was, like you, past my Nutella age. I was like 33, but I had it and it was delicious.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, Charlotte, have you ever tried cookie butter or cookie dough butter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, if you like cookie butter, you're going to like Nutella.
You'll eat cookie butter, but you're too mature to try Nutella. That's what you're telling me.
Well, I've had the opportunity to try that versus not having the opportunity to try Nutella.
All right, man,
They sell it in small little packs with, like, little wafers.
Do yourself a favor and try it. We're wrong.
So you're doing this just to be hard.
I'm at Safeway. I'll pick one up.
Okay, so what else have you never tried, then?
I don't know if I can say it on the radio.
Then don't. All right, let me ask you this.
The feel of a real man.
All right, what's the most childish thing you eat, right? Because I'll see adults eat Starburst. I just find it ridiculous, but, you know, it is what it is.
I will still make mac and cheese with hot dogs, but I'll go with, like,
Eat Nutella. Good God, man.
I don't know, man. She's putting hot dogs in Max. Is it mac and cheese out of a box?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You can't have Nutella.
Do you cook the hot dogs in the macaroni, or do you cook them separately mix them all together? Yes, it does.
No, you cut them up and you put them in the water while it boils, and then it's all ready at the same time.
Oh, you got that meat water, and you're going to put the noodles in there? Oh, man.
Seriously, no Nutella for you.
I don't want my noodles to taste like meat water.
Yeah. You stick with, like, milk chocolate.
The only thing I want to taste like hot dogs are hot dogs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just tastes like a hot dog.
There's a reason there's not hot dog stock out there for soups.
Well, like I said, I don't always use hot dogs. I'll use, like, Italian sausages.
Okay, that's
better.
Oh,
now we're using fancy sausages.
It's all mac and cheese at that point, right?
Okay.
Do you do beans and weenies?
No, not on purpose.
All right. That one I would do. Unfortunately, that's one of those I'd go back to.
Really?
Sliced up hot dogs and baked beans?
No.
It was just something I had growing up.
We all did because your parents didn't have hot dog buns. If you have a hot dog bun, you put the hot dog on, or maybe you drop some beans and pretend it's like a chili dog. That's good. You don't have buns, it's like just cut it up and throw it out.
That's the way it was when you were a kid. If you had hot dogs, you never had buns. If you had hamburger, everything was served
on...
was served on crappy sliced bread.
Right.
Like if you're going to make it at home. Like I make microwave hot dogs, the end looked like a party favor blew off, and then like goes on a plain piece of wheat bread. It was
wheat?
That's what they bought. It was the saddest hot dog ever. It's a sad dog.
That is one of the... That's one thing I've held true to since I moved out of my parents' home. I was like, they always bought wheat bread. In the hardest of times financially, you have enough for wheat bread, right? All my friends have white bread. And I know white bread's not healthy. Let me be very clear about this. I don't care. I hate wheat bread. And I think it's because every day of my life growing up, since then, white bread, I don't want wheat bread. It serves no purpose to me.
It's like
a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which is the finest sandwich ever created by mankind. I think it's more significant than the wheel or fire. Should only be on white bread. It should not be on wheat bread.
I can't tell you the last time I had one on white bread.
Or a peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
Then you haven't had peanut butter and jelly.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not even sure I've
ever had it.
I bet, honestly, I haven't had a PB&J in 2 years.
What?
What about white bread?
I mean, I haven't had one, period. Oh, you're saying how much longer?
Yeah.
Probably the last time I had one, I put it on white bread.
You got to, man.
Okay.
It's made for that.
People would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999.
I just don't keep a lot of bread in the house, so if I do, it's going to be bread I prefer for taste. Not
I think
for
the saddest... Now, Ted, you had the... you said, look, maybe it is sad, maybe it's not, but to watch a person sit alone and eat a pizza, for you, that's sad.
Yes.
Miles, the idea of eating a hot dog on wheat bread, folded over as a bun, to me, that is just the most pathetic thing on the face of this planet.
It's horrible.
Like, where's the sad music for that? My God.
I mean...
A hot dog on wheat bread? What are you in jail?
Look, man, that's how you made that. I think that's how they began, like, the bagel pizzas and all those little stupid things in the world.
Tell yourself whatever you want. That is wrong.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when I was a kid, we ate Steak-ums off bread.
Sure.
It's like little fake steak and cheeses with American cheese.
Did you have it on wheat bread?
No.
No, that's the difference.
But I was also grossly overweight as a child. In wheat bread's defense.
Okay, no, I get it.
I made steak sandwiches on crappy wheat bread the other night.
On wheat?
That's all I had.
Come on, man.
Paul Clark is a photographer over in England. He tweeted out, "My dad's never used a cash point. Is that like an ATM over in England?"
I guess.
"I've never eaten at a Subway restaurant. What's the most ordinary thing that you've never done and are possibly becoming secretly proud of?" Lisa says, "Two and a Half Men, never watched an episode. I haven't watched a single episode of Game of Thrones," where a lot of people, when Game of Thrones finale was coming to an end, they kind of just prided themselves on never have seen any of the episodes.
I haven't seen any.
I haven't either. But if I'm going
to
watch...
It wasn't a sense of pride. No. It was just more, everyone said you'd like it. So this was my flaw. Everyone said, "Dude, I think you'd like it." Maybe they're right. Still haven't seen an episode. But let's let it run its course then.
Yeah.
And then I will binge it.
I'm not going to start watching it now. It's not that I don't have an interest in watching Game of Thrones. If I do, though, I'm going to start from the beginning.
That's my point.
You know what I mean? So it's like it's no badge of honor. Like, I will see it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. If I like it, I'll be like, oh.
I watched the series finale of Dawson's Creek. Only episode I ever saw.
Another one on here.
Yeah, seriously.
Uh-huh. Never.
Was it good? The finale.
You know, it was really nice how they tied up all the loose ends. I had no idea what the loose ends were.
But it seemed like they did a good job.
I was confused.
Oh, man. let's see here. Never tasted an alcoholic drink. One of the responses. Brian O'Mahony says, "I've never eaten bacon and cabbage. Honestly, don't think I ever will. I'm Irish." How could you never eat bacon?
Or cabbage.
Or cabbage.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Is he not counting like a rasher, like Irish bacon?
I think it means bacon as far as we would call bacon. I don't know.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But still.
Owned a tumble dryer, says Sarah.
You mean a dryer?
Basically a dryer, yes.
Wow.
Let's see here. I've never hit or fetched a tennis ball.
From a dog?
Aaron says he's never lit a match.
You never lit a match in your life.
Technically, you strike it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people said, okay, here's one. Never had a watch with a face on. So never had a...
that's fair.
Analog watch?
Mm-hmm.
What about... the one thing I can understand is if you do have cash, and there's another one here, says never owned a credit card or never used a debit card.
Sure.
I need the debit card to get the money out.
Yeah, for me, that's how that works.
So for me, I find that I do better. If I'm going to go out, I take X amount of money out of my account. And that's the money that I have to spend for that night.
Right.
Because if I don't, if I use an ATM, like I'll go here and then I'll go there... And then I'll go there, mm-hmm. and then I'll go there, and before I know it, I've got four different tabs from four different places that I can actually look at, you know what I mean, on my bank account, and go like, God, I spent $100-some. Jesus. Where if I take out 60 or 80, when the cash is gone, I'm out.
The only thing I say about the credit cards and all that, I hear what you're saying, but when you need a loan for something that costs more than a home, car, you're going to need that credit card.
Oh, you absolutely are.
Like, that's the difference.
Yep, that's it. And if you want to rent a car with it. Sorry, men's room blank question. People never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-OLA. More your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Silicon, who sucks less? And Ask the Men's Room returns right after emails on our Men's Room blank question. People would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-OLA.
And a couple of real quick comments here. Charlotte called in, and one of the things that Charlotte said she had never tried was Nutella. And she said part of the reason she just hadn't tried it, and now it was kind of a staunch position she'd taken. We told her she was a freak of nature, so she chimes in via the comment, says, "I will try a Nutella the next time I see the snack pack at the store."
That's a good way to start.
See, that's a good way to go. Yeah. And she also was someone who enjoyed with the mac and cheese, but she made it in the hot dog water. Someone else says, "I mix mac and cheese, hot dogs, and baked beans in a bowl and eat it. Yummy." Finally, "I used to get super stoned, and I would make peanut butter jelly, Nutella, and Dorito sandwiches."
Doritos.
Doritos. Huh. Happiest fat kid ever. And then Miles, someone says, "What is cookie butter?" I will let you explain it.
Cookie butter is, you know, I found that it's Biscoff, the company that makes the little cookies that I think Alaska Airlines has on their flights. Mm-hmm. So Biscoff, I guess, is much bigger in Europe than it is here in the United States or in England or wherever it's from. But either way, they had these little sticks that had cookie butter that you could dip the sticks in. So I've never had that before. So, like, you know what? If I see something and I've never tried it, I don't most of the time I'm going to buy it and try it.
Sure.
I don't have a problem trying new different types of foods. I've never seen this before. I'm like, what is cookie butter? Once you try cookie butter, you're never going back. It is absolutely insanely delicious. It is. I would never have it in my house. You could never keep it there. I mean,
you could also just buy jars of it at Trader Joe's.
You could, mm-hmm. and you'd eat the whole thing. And that's
in
why
one city.
And that's why you can't buy it, because it's just...
See, now, I'm listening to everything you say. Just say, hey, man, I would try anything new. It's not like you bought something that said pickled dog. It said cookie butter.
Sure.
I mean, I would be willing to try that. And then I did, and it was tremendous. You say, it's not like you're going out on this limb like,
well,
I've never tried this exotic cookie butter.
When it comes to the candy bar section and all that stuff, I'm like, oh, look, a new candy bar. I'll give this one a try.
What candy bar will you not buy if you see a certain ingredient in it? Like, for me, if it has coconut, I'm not trying. Right, that's the one. I've never heard of your candy bar.
The only one is what? Almond Joy?
As far as we know. Oh, that's right.
One has nuts, one doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't. There's only two.
Almond Joy's got nuts. Bounds don't.
Yeah, I had a Canadian chocolate yesterday. It was delicious.
What was the name of it? Great Brown North?
I think it was the Wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
Yeah, it's Nestle. Nestle chocolate tastes different outside the States.
Nestle? Is it Nestle?
It's not Nestle.
It's Nestle. They say Nestle. Like they say, it's a Nestle product.
Nestle sounds like something you do with your girl. What'd you do last night? We nestled.
I gave her the Nestle vessel.
Didn't you fall asleep? And,
good.
You could.
They say Nestle. You been saying Nestle forever?
Yeah. Nestle chocolate?
No.
You sound like your tongue just stops farting. Give me a Nestle chocolate.
Cut him off.
Right, I know.
Right.
Like, I'm
I haven't even had a beer yet.
Hello, Christopher. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So... I was listening to radio, and the question, I've actually never had watermelon before.
Is this by choice or by circumstance?
By circumstance, actually. I have always seen it, and for some reason, I've wanted to try it, but every time I go to, like, tempt myself to eat it, it never really comes down to it, and I always like, oh, look at that, there's a steak over there. I'm going to go eat that instead.
Well, I understand that. If I have a choice between watermelon and steak, look, I don't like watermelon, which I know. I'm the only black man in America that does not like watermelon.
That's amazing you don't like watermelon.
But so I've tried
it's so good.
But I can't believe you haven't tried. Only because once summer shows up, no matter where you go, whose home you walk into, hey, we got watermelon.
Yeah, like, how did you, as a child, like, you nobody ever said, here's some watermelon?
No, my mom actually, my parents never, they're not big on watermelon as much as all my friends Trust are me. And everything, so I was never offered it as a child.
What was your parents' go-to? Like, what could you count on being in the house?
Oh, carrots. Apples, green beans, oranges, all that stuff.
I hate your parents.
I think you're going to like watermelon, then. You could eat a half a watermelon and not even be full, and then go out to dinner.
Yeah, I've cut one in half once and just ate it with a spoon. A small one.
Yeah.
I plan on eating watermelon tonight, because we're having a huge dinner party, and there's watermelon, so... I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna try it.
All right, start with that.
Let us know what you think.
Part of me hopes you don't like it.
Yeah, so send us a follow-up email. Tell us if you like the watermelon one way or another. Because I'm curious. I think you're going to love it.
Hell, my kids had watermelon. Son played soccer, and there's like the orange parents or whatever. Mm-hmm. This day, someone brought watermelon. To hear the reaction of these kids, they're on the other side of the field. The game has ended. And a woman yells over to her son specifically, like, hey, what are Ernie, whatever the hell his name was. Hey, we have watermelon. See if your friends want some. And all of these dudes turn around and charge across the field, but they're all screaming, watermelon! Like, it was weird.
I knew they were excited. Excite you.
It was really strange.
When I coached at an overnight basketball camp, right? So, like, July 4th would happen during one of the weeks. So we didn't do much for them, but we would just get a bunch of watermelons and cut them up.
How happy are those kids?
Oh, my God. And their ropes are full of, because most parents send them up with a week's worth of sugar, candy,
crabs, chips.
But it ain't watermelon.
But they love watermelon. And I'm just saying, it just feels like, to me, watermelon is like America.
In the summer,
well,
sure.
Like everybody eats it. I know this is a stereotype of black people, but everybody loves damn watermelon.
But you don't hear about watermelon in other countries, in other cultures. It just doesn't.
Only weird watermelon in Japan. Like, it's a black square watermelon. Like,
well, there is yellow watermelon.
Well, is it scared of people? What? Where do you get yellow watermelon? Is that?
I mean, you could. Well, you'd have to go to like you can get it at Pike Place Market, but like, yeah, I don't
is it
know.
Good? Have you tried it?
Yeah, I think it's just watermelon.
It just tastes the same, but looks different.
Yeah.
Okay. Yellow watermelon.
People would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-OLA.
One more thing is watermelon, now they're seedless. But as a kid, too, like, it was the one thing you could openly spit and not get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Your parents wouldn't say a word, man. It's a great time. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Hey, so I've never tried weed before.
How old are you, Josh?
I'm about to be 35 years old.
Okay. All right. And just circumstantially, you've never been with a group of friends smoking, or just never the right opportunity, or just not interested?
Oh, no. I've had multiple chances. I'm just, like, I rarely even, like, drink at all, too. I just don't like mind-altering stuff too much, or I can relax on my own without, you know, supplements.
Wish okay. I could.
All right. How about the other way? Do you need a cup of coffee when you wake up, or an energy drink or something like that?
Honestly, no. There'll be days that I will, but, like, I work at 4:30 in the morning, so there will be days that I need to grab one, but it's not often.
All right. If I break in your house, which I plan on doing, what would I find when I open your fridge?
Not much. I got a 4-year-old daughter that eats a lot, and I do too, so... But, like, my wife smokes it. I'm not, like, against it, but it's just something that is, like, I've just never got, you know, really okay. into it.
All right. Since you're sober, do you like your wife when she's high?
Yeah, she's more talkative than usual. You can tell when she's high because she loves to talk then.
But I bet you she's calmer.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah,
especially with a kid. When you have a little kid, like, smoke up, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're about to drive you freaking crazy.
The toys are cool.
Everything.
Yeah, the shows are more tolerable.
Let's play. Let's go fish and put on Barney. Yeah, if I'm not stoned, that's not happening. The only time I could sit through, because when Frozen came out on demand.
Frozen 2 trailer, I just saw that it was out today. Pretty excited about that. Dude.
But my daughter watched this movie so many times a day, every day, and like, give me a minute. And I'd get baked, and then I still hated it, but I could deal with it.
How many times have you seen Frozen?
Honestly... Honest to God, no less than 12 times.
Would it shock you to know that Ted and I have not seen it?
No. You don't have kids that age. Listen, the only way you've seen Frozen is that you babysat a kid that age, you have a kid that age, or you're one of those freaky people that watches all things Disney no matter what, right? Mm-hmm. That weird 1% of the pie. That weird dude sitting in a Frozen movie theater by himself.
Yeah. I'd say that guy, too. You're 35, and like, you don't like it.
Yeah, if you don't like mind-altering stuff, then there's no reason to do something that is mind-altering.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he calls his wife doing it, so what?
Yeah. And sometimes, whether you're a boozer or a stoner, like, sometimes people, that is a bad habit. Well, you just haven't, you got to try it. You're going to love it. But it's like, man, the guy's not into it.
No.
I know, but we can't help it.
I know. I do it, too.
I have had family members that say they didn't want to do it because they had a moral reason not to, based on the fact that it was illegal.
Sure.
And now that it's legal in a lot of different places, now it's like, all right, game on.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
like, hey, man, good
exactly.
for you.
I mean, you stuck by what you said. Okay.
I find it weird that you respect the law so much, but power to you, man.
Yeah, I'm taking my cousin to Denver for shrooms and weed.
Yeah. Are you really?
No, he would freak out.
Ready?
Oh, man.
Well, I had, yeah.
You just leave it
well, I'm
that.
Thinking of a different cousin. Like, probably could take him.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you make that your next trip. You know right. what I mean? Bring the whole fam down and just boom on mushrooms. Men's Room Blank Question. People never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank.
Hello, Paula. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Did you just fart?
I don't know if anybody's going to be surprised to hear this, but... no computer porn, no, you know, DVD porn.
Do you masturbate?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, to me, that's all that matters. If you said, I just don't masturbate, I would find that absolutely
Paula,
crazy.
Paula, what do you do? Just put on some Supercross or something?
I just refer to the memory bank.
I was going
to
say, how far do you have to go back into the Rolodex?
She just kicks one leg up on the kitchen counter and off she goes.
Okay, Paula, I got to know the guy that, what's his name? What's his first name? Your go-to man.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that he's somebody I know. I think he's an imaginary. He can be different imaginary people.
All right. Do you have someone that you have from the bank that was an actual experience you had?
Yeah, but, you know, usually by the time the relationship is over, I don't know.
You don't have those feelings anymore?
Yeah, close that file.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I think, deleted.
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah. All right. So never. And is there any reason why you just don't need it or you're not interested or what?
Okay. Well, you know, back in the magazine days, long, long ago, when that was the only option.
Yep.
I had those around. You know, I lived with a guy, and we had some of those around.
What did you have? Did you have Playgirl magazine?
No. You know, basically what I found is, you know, you just start wanting more than those magazines. Actually, I moved into a place that had a stash of gay male porn. That was pretty good, but, you know, it's just sort of a dead end for me. I mean, you know.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. All right, what is your dream man look like? Who from the celebrity world would you say looks closest to this guy that you envision?
Paul Giamatti.
When you're canoeing.
You know, I would not be interested in anybody, no matter how handsome they were, if I didn't like them as a person, if I didn't know them as a person.
So when you're sexually gratifying yourself, you're thinking about what a decent person they are, like helping an old lady across the street, taking care of the neighbors.
I'm thinking the exact opposite. She's calling me racial slurs, but boy, she's into it.
Volunteering at the Boys and Girls Club. What is it that you're dreaming up there then? What's the scenario?
Oh, you know, just like whoever, you know, guys having sex, but not really focused on exactly what they look like. You know, it's more sort of the act, I guess.
The experience.
Hang out, Paula. I got to ask. I mean, specifically, is it always two dudes together? Like
no.
That? Oh.
It's not.
Well, no, if you're like me, then the act, you don't know what they look like because you've only seen the top of their head.
Yeah. Paula, would you be invited to be, would you be open enough to be with two men at the same time?
Well, I guess if I like them both, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, just checking.
Do you like us?
We can make this happen in the next event.
Hell, we can do it during a commercial break. Exactly. I don't take long.
Fairgrounds, guys.
We'll find a good soundtrack to get things fired up, and then we'll go after it.
Oh, yeah. This is exactly what the experience would be like. Lots of laughs.
I'm going to pull this long scarf out of my sleeve.
Oh, that is some sexy music.
Paula, would you have sex to this?
Sure, that's a great...
What's that?
I should be required.
Nope, phone breaking up. I'm just going to assume she said yes.
I think my rhythm would be a little bit more fast. It'd be hard to keep up, wouldn't it?
Do you think you could concentrate and have sex if this is playing in the background? On loop. Right, however long it takes you to have sex, this bad boy fires up.
Is it? Have I had sex with this woman before?
I don't know. I don't know.
If it's new, I'm fine. Sex.
So if you've never had sex with her before, this you can fight through this.
But if we've been dating, I'm probably like, this is just annoying me. I can't concentrate.
I'm having too much fun. The internet company Frontier Communications is offering a deal to someone. They will pay you $1,000 in cash if you can handle ditching your smartphone for just 1 week, and they'll even let you use a flip phone instead.
Who is this company?
Frontier Communications. 1 week. How will you survive? They say they're looking for someone who's active on social media and is willing to vlog their week. If you're interested, you can apply on their website. They're going to pick someone on July 8th there. But
I can't compete. Someone like me, like I will gladly take your money because I don't care about my phone. I'm just not that person. But if you have to be, active on social media, I have now been discluded from that.
Right. I do know people who have flip phones still.
Sure.
That's probably all they'll ever have.
Mm-hmm.
I started with one.
At this point,
I was very, very, very hesitant about getting a smartphone at that point, you know. And then when I did, I'm like, all right, well, I admit it. I'm an idiot.
It is what it is, sure.
But, it's just harder to text.
I mean, no offense. Like, the last person I knew that still had a flip phone, it's just like, come on, man. Like, you want to be able to communicate with your kids. Like,
right.
You got to be able to text them.
Sure.
Wait, you can't text on a flip phone?
It's just
you
hard.
Can, but it just takes forever. Remember, you've got to hit all the
letters,
buttons. Yeah.
One letter, yeah. Two letters, I mean, whatever the deal is.
But well, how old are
they're offering
kids?
Someone $1,000 to do
they're
it for
teenagers.
A week.
Like older teenagers, right?
I'm saying, like, with my kids,
that's how the kid wants to communicate with you.
I've also seen those phones that you give your kid if they're like in third or fourth grade.
Yeah, which like three or four numbers.
It's got home on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
School on it, or best friend or neighbor or whatever. And it's like three buttons. It looks like a Fisher-Price walkie-talkie.
That is what I'd rather have. Like, look, it's limited to three numbers. One of them's emergency.
You can't test it. Can't do anything. Another story here. More American millennials now subscribe to a video game service. More American millennials now subscribe to a video game service than to paid television.
I believe that.
According to a new survey, as consumers favor new forms of entertainment that are shifting the broader media landscape, about 53% of people born between 1983 and 1996 now pay for gaming services versus 51% who pay for television. That's according to a new survey. That is compared with a Deloitte and Touche survey last year in which paid subscriptions among millennials were 44% for video games and 52% for television. So this is rapidly changing.
Well, here's one of the things, though, right? And we know this to be true. It's all about the tech, but beyond that, you know, video games are always out improving themselves. Where TV, generally speaking, it's the same stuff over and over. So if I grew up in the video game age and I'm making money and I have to make a decision between the two, I'm definitely taking it. Another thing is, I can go online and watch every single TV show that's been on. It's no longer important to be in front of your TV to watch it.
I used to play
live sports is the main.
Live sports is different.
If I want, basically, it's because I like sports. So it'd be very hard to live without TV.
Sure. But that's it, right?
I don't. I've had people have the conversation with me, like, why don't you play video games? I'm like, well, I used to play video games.
You added too many buttons.
Well, and that's it. And it takes a long time for me to figure stuff out. So as fast as the gaming systems have changed in my lifetime, all the different games, I'm sure I would really like playing video games. It's a matter of time, understanding how to play the game, and trying to figure everything out.
Well, I need more immediate gratification. And I know there are games.
I'd love to play Madden.
When you're in the midst of it, it looks like it'd be cool. But anytime there's a storyline and I have to pause and just give me the simple game where it's like, look, just keep shooting or fighting or whatever it is you're doing. You can figure out you went to the next level because the next group of competition you're fighting is a little bit harder. That's all I want. I don't need a storyline. I don't care. But the way video games are now, that stuff's kind of important, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's also like
the Reese's. Can you play any games that you can actually just jump on and
I don't play right now, but it's kind of like that Reese's cup, right? So Reese's comes out with the giant cup with the pieces in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Miles, it's too much. It's over the top. I'm not going to like that. Now, I've had one, and I love it. So I think the storyline games are the same way. I was like, I don't care about it, and then a buddy let me play Destiny, and I was like, this is awesome.
You know, you're
awesome
right, you're right.
It's just cool. Like,
is it you're in a movie?
You're kind of like in a movie, and like you make your character. Like I just don't play them as much anymore, but like if I had those games, I'd probably be sucked in.
Can you make the character look like you? Is that possible?
Why would you want to?
Like you did with the like the Wii. Remember back in the day?
But the Wii was this. It's going to look like someone. But in some of these video games, I'm going to look really, really cool. Like the coolest looking avatar in a video game probably belongs to the nerdiest looking person, right? That's generally what I gave. Some big hulking figure, and he has swords, and he can breathe fire. I'm like, this guy's 5'2", big ass, thick glasses.
All right, so that was going to be my point. I'm just not making an avatar that's under 6 foot like I am.
See, that's what I mean. It's not going to
look
like
you. Even when I played like NCAA college football, I mean, I was 6'2" in that program.
Yeah. It's good height.
Just like your ID says.
Men's room blank question. People would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-HOLA. More your phone calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Host Rock Glass on the way. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Our Men's Room blank question. People would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. 844-999-OLA.
By the way, we were talking about video games earlier. If you're like me, you don't want the big long storylines. You just want to kill and brutalize without a lot of pause, right? So someone says, Thrill, play Contra. Shoot aliens level after level. Story? Eh. Thrill, get the game Doom 2016 version. Very little dialogue, 99% shooting demons.
Is it better than the movie?
everything's better than the movie.
Aren't they just Doom and Contra? I mean, I played Contra on my Nintendo.
All right.
Seems like they're just throwing you back to old school
exactly.
games.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
They understand who's speaking to them. Let's get the old man the easy ones, right?
I got stuck on Tetris the other day. I'm like, this game's
really?
Great. I forgot how great this game is.
I just never got into it.
It's just shapes falling from the sky.
That's exactly why I never got into it.
It sounds like a song lyric.
That shapes falling from the sky.
Girl.
You know I love you.
It's in the shape of a penis.
Falling from the sky on your head.
Hello, Bacon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, naked ladies.
Hola.
That's the only thing I can come up with that I haven't quite tried yet. That's legal, mind you. I never went to prom.
Well, let that ship sail. Don't do it now.
Yeah, it would be weird.
I never did either, man.
How old are you now, Bacon?
31. I'll be 32 this August.
You would have to be a professional NFL athlete, or you'd have to be an actor that's coming to the rescue of someone who got stiffed, and then you are their favorite athlete / actor, whatever.
That's the only time you can come off as a pedophile, and everyone lets it go.
Somebody just did that. Was it Juju Smith-Schuster that went and did the...
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, well, it took someone to prom.
This kid got stood up on a date, so he went with a dude. They both wore, like, velvet tuxes. Velvet purple tuxes.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I never went to prom.
At the prom, some of the students started chanting FAB.
Really?
I don't know if they were. Something about Antonio
was
Brown.
Was it in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Then yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Then yes, they were chanting that.
Okay.
Look, I never went to prom, and I remember at the time, you know, so my mom's like, you're not going to go to prom. I was like, man, I don't want to. I don't think you understand when I say, listen, not only do I not like school, I don't like most of the people in the school, so on my time off, which is what a prom is, I don't want to hang out with them. My mother immediately says, listen, I'm not saying because it matters to me. She said, you're going to regret it. Like, when you get older, you're going to regret going to prom. I'm 50 years old. I have not a single regret. I am so glad I did not waste my time in a place that I knew I didn't want to be.
My daughter went to two proms, so you can have one of hers.
Right. And then come senior year, the woman who asked me to go to prom, I've said this before, and I'm not making this up. This is an apt description. She looked like the Tasmanian devil, both her face and her build. She was very kind, but she looked like, if you look at the Tasmanian devil, honest to God, this is what the woman looked like. And I was very kind, but no. And I'm sorry, man.
I went to prom junior year only because, like, literally the week of, the president of the school pulled me in his office. He said, you're going to prom, right? And I was like, nah, I'm not going to prom. He's like, you're going to be class president next year. You have to give a speech. You're going to prom.
Ah.
And I went, okay.
Yeah, right.
And then my senior year I went, but.
You went for political reasons.
Thank you. Yeah.
Junior year, it's all politics with
politics,
you.
Politics, man, had to go.
Unfortunately, I think.
Did you go to prom?
Going back to, but going back to those high school years, they're so long ago that a lot of the things that other people have never experienced before are just based on time and how damn old we are. So, you know, like, situation where my brother, he drives a stick shift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we needed to move his car at one point in time. All right, he was not home, so I had to go out and move his car because nobody else could.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm just like, what in the hell? You know what I mean? And even when I got in, I'm like, oh, yeah, stick shift, clutch, wow.
Everything's automatic now. I remember.
What were we talking about? Isn't there a car commercial right now where they're like, are you going to lock it? It's like, no, it's a stick.
Is it really?
All right. Yeah, there's no point. Don't have them mess up your lock. There's a 99% chance they can't do anything except look at my glove compartment, right?
And when you go to Mexico, every single car down there is a manual transmission.
If you go almost anywhere, but keep in mind, you know, America is predicated on driving, right? And no one's going to deny that. We are a driving culture. So on the one hand, it makes sense to do the automatic. I think you should have equal offering, but we have automatic because we get in the car to go anywhere. When you go to other countries, it's not that driving is a luxury, but fewer people drive as much. I think they want to drive when they're driving, because it's not something you do all the time. And because of that also, driving a stick in a hilly town or a place with a lot of lights gets really annoying.
Yeah, without question.
You know what I mean?
I grew up in West Virginia. It was tough. But you learned how to drive a stick really well, but you also burned out many clutches.
Exactly.
Not only that, everybody I grew up with knew, if you could ride it, everybody knew how to ride. So even if it was a horse, if it was a motorcycle, if it was a three-wheeler, if it was a go-kart, if you could get you figured out how to get on that thing and how to ride it. It was the most important.
At an early age, right?
Yeah, exactly. My buddy had a unicycle. Don't ask me why he had a unicycle. He got a unicycle. So he was, you cannot do a unicycle. I don't care who you are. We tried this thing for weeks at a time. We just wanted to see if any of our friends could actually get the balance down. One guy wrote it for about 5-6 seconds. That was about the most.
You guys treat it like the rodeo. Whoa, 6 seconds.
Unicycles are not
nobody easy. Qualified.
You have to have a great sense of balance. You, yes. You have to get up there. And it was really high for us, too. So the way the seat was positioned, you really couldn't adjust it. It was the size it was. And it's hard to just get up there and not feel like you're going to bite it on your ass by putting your, you have to kind of jump up and put your other foot on the pedal, man, and it's hard.
Hey, look, I've tried to ride a unicycle, and I will never try.
Oh, it's impossible.
It is terrible. It's not a good idea for me.
Our men's room blank question, people would never believe that you or someone else has never tried blank. Still to come, who sucks less? The return of Ask the Men's Room, and more of your calls coming up here in seconds.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.